Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Greg Hahn. They're coming up right after this.
Oh, sure. You've seen the wacky sitcom Baby Bob. You know, the one with the amazing talking baby. Well, stand back, because Bob and Tom Television present Baby Bob. Kavoyan. He's only 6 months old, but you'd never know it by listening to him talk.
Strained prunes and beets? This sucks! Doesn't Gerber make strained beer and pretzels?
It's gonna take his parents a while to get used to the fact that this baby can talk.
Hey, lady, you got a light? And by the way, ma'am, nice presentation. That's what I call a terrific rack.
He's Baby Bob. Kavoyan.
Hey, baby. I'm talking to you, sweet cheeks.
Oh, my gosh. Did I just hear that baby talk?
You sure did, Toots. Oh. Now bend over here and look at me. I'm a cute little baby.
How cute.
Bend over. Little more. Little more. Oh, yeah. Hello, cleavage.
He's Baby Bob Kavoyan. He's a cute little baby, but he talks like a sailor.
Hey, Mom, take me into Victoria's Secret changing room again and bring my camera.
It's Baby Bob Kavoyan, only on Bob and Tom Television. Baby Bob Kavoyan, immediately following everybody's loved Christy, especially guys who've been in a band.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There he is. Oh, he's got his alien yellow glasses on.
I do.
How are things at air traffic control? Everything all right there?
It's comedian Al Jackson. And Al, and the pencil-thin mustache is really making a statement now. How many weeks are we growing that thing?
Well, I went, it's weird. I went full mustache, which I haven't done since I was a cop in the 80s in Los Angeles.
right.
I kind of like this look. I had to cut it because I had like when you have a beard, I don't know if it's just black dudes, but when you have a beard for too long, you start getting ingrown hairs and you got to all that. So like I got the clean, like I'm going to court in 3 days look.
Yeah, well, you got rid of the soul patch and you got rid of the chin dip thing. But the pencil thin. So isn't it difficult to groom that thing?
It is. And, you know, it was one of those things where I was cutting my beard and I was thinking about something and I was like, oh, you look like a crazy ex-boyfriend that showed up at his ex-girlfriend's house 7 years later. Like my beard was just patched in and weird and it just looked like unkempt. So I just went clean face. And I don't know how long I was thinking when I was doing it. What's the percentage of women that like a clean-faced man? Because here in Colorado, beards are king.
I love a clean-faced man.
As opposed to a beard?
Yes.
But you married one beard guy.
I did one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One.
I did one.
Yeah, one time. Yeah. She said one twice. Everyone got that? Okay.
Yeah, great guy. He's a great guy, and he looks really great in it, but that's just true. Not
true. And Al, you've got your hair shorn. It's barely even there. That's really cut short.
Yeah, it's getting low.
Did you do that yourself?
I'm thinking about, I did. I got a haircut, and then I touched it up. But I'm thinking about getting – have you guys – is this a thing – Have you guys seen the hair tattoo scalping thing?
What?
I've been thinking about doing that.
No, I haven't.
It's like a tattoo for your hair, and it kind of fills in, you know, guys, we like lose huge patches, and it fills it in, and it looks great.
Is it permanent ink?
It's like the permanent kind of lineup thing, Al, the angles right there.
Yeah. It's whatever Doc Rivers has. It looks like a computer cut his hair.
Oh, okay. Not what Trey Young has, but what Doc Rivers has.
No, Trey Young looks like an old like singer from the 70s that would just go and just like an old owner that would just like when women would pass out in the seats, you know, like and he had that big silver microphone that looked like you could beat a man to death with it, like that microphone. I kind of like that.
Tattoo thing work on, white guys?
Yeah, Joey Lawrence has it, yeah.
I would think you probably know men that have it that have not acknowledged it, where you're like, man, his hair looks great. It's because it's a tattoo, bro.
Well, wow.
It's
like, but as you age,
it's the same color as your hair.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to look like the Knucklehead Smith dummy from...
Knucklehead Smith, and there's no problem,
Smith.
No pain, Al, if you don't know who the hell he's talking about.
Jerry Mahoney, remember the dummy that had the... imagine like a Curly from the Three Stooges, but it was had his hair tattooed.
Well, I guess as you lose your hair, you just add more tattooing, right?
That's going to look awful.
Will you grow the Kyrie Irving, Al?
I don't know. I wish I'd done more with my hair.
I like the Kyrie. I think that is like classic, but you know, I'm an old white guy, so I don't
know. I like it too. You know who the haircut he kind of has is he kind of has like that 96 Kobe. It's like a mini.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Pro,
that's right.
But it's
yeah.
all the way around. It's like a first of all, that's harder to like keep. Then I think I didn't realize like how much work an afro was. It just like having any kind of hair is a pain. Like an afro, you have to pick it. You got to keep it moisturized. You got to like it's a lot of work. So I don't know.
Who's the kid with plays for the Cavaliers? He's incredible. Just got injured. He has the big fro.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen.
I look at all these kids with all this hair, and I'm just. I think that's when I do college shows and I see like. Young, you know, obviously it's like 19, 20 year olds at the show. I'm like, oh, that's the difference between them and me is their hair. Like your hair like shows your age. Like my hair, I look like a retired lion that now talks to other lions. Like the young kids.
you're getting a touch of gray. Have you seen Barack Obama lately? He's really going.
Is he gray, gray?
Yeah, Al,
they don't all know each other.
Yeah, do you see him at the meetings, Al?
You did say, and I want Al to know that we don't all think this way about Al. But you said, hey, have you seen Barack Obama lately? Like, yeah, they were.
I mean, I think a famous African American of a certain age, I think it's a fair.
The audacity of time.
It's a thing. Like, who like, I feel like, because my co-host Jeff did this, he went directly gray and he didn't fight it. Which is a hard thing to do because he went gray early, but then it worked for him. Like now it's kind of like his Anderson Cooper kind of thing, you know? So it's hard for guys because when you do go gray, you can't go to the college bar anymore, even though you're still like 29. So it's a weird thing, but I wish I had just steered into it.
I think gray's become quite popular post COVID because so many people just gave up on coloring their hair, men and women.
Are hair dye sales down?
I would bet.
I can't wait to turn gray.
I would think it would be
distinguished look. Yeah, get some elbow pads.
Greg, you want to wait?
I want to get a gigantic toupee when I get older. Just a huge toupee, ridiculous.
Well, now,
walk around sleeves of a shirt with a fuzzy tricep.
You got a great head of hair, though. You don't need to. Your hair is beautiful. You're a beautiful man.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, protein plus, or keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Now, Al, you mentioned youth and hair with men's college basketball beginning right now. There's a lot of hair. And a lot of different styles.
Yeah, a lot of hair out there.
There's one guy, I don't want to mention any names. He has what we used to call when I was in college, helicopter head.
What's that?
Yeah, helicopter head was this guy.
Helicopter.
This guy's hair, he was like shorn quite short, about 2 inches above the ears. And then there was this sort of giant, in his case, what we referred to as an Isro.
The Jewish afro.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they called it. I didn't make this up. I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Now they say Jewish afro.
Yeah, but yeah. So it was real short on the sides. Then it kind of blossomed above the ears. So we called him helicopter head. And I've noticed that there are a number of basketball players that have that of various socioeconomic racial stripes. so you'll be seeing a lot of cool hair out there.
Yeah, I mean, helicopter head out there. I didn't know what you were talking about.
It's like a mushroom head. In other words, instead of being a traditional afro,
mushroom head.
It's short. It's shorn in the sides for the first couple of inches. So it kind of puffs out.
You look like a lit match, Jeff. Yes, I know.
Well, mushroom head is a heavy metal band from Cleveland.
Well, there's one prominent player I won't mention. In any event, Al, the function of this show is to get me just slightly hipper, which it seems impossible.
Slightly?
Greg Hahn is, of course, here with us. And Greg is about as hip as I am in many ways.
I hung out with Greg a couple weeks ago.
We had a good time. What about hair in a can? Can we bring that back? Talk about inventions that should have gotten more credit.
Are you talking about that?
The powder stuff? Whatever,
yeah,
hair in a can.
That's a good example. Christy found an example of it.
Okay. What was it?
Yeah, you spray your head. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the spray on hair, Al?
I have. I mean, it's just paint, but we can call it hair. Is it hair if people can't touch it and shouldn't look at it for too long? I don't know if that, that counts.
Guys would use it on stage if they had kind of that tonsure bald spot thing.
Yeah. I think LeBron uses a version of that. Because
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Excuse me? Can't talk about Kings or anything like that?
LeBron's hairline is quite the topic of conversation. It's moved a couple times.
I think he definitely got the tattooing. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, now, Al, let's get some words for me, please.
Tom, let's do it. Let's start off with an easy one, Tom, because let's start off with 100%. Tom, what does scoping mean?
Oh.
Scoping.
Oh, yeah. This is when you're having esophageal issues. And they have to go down there and look around. Similarly, if you're getting a, the old keister glance.
The colonoscopy.
Yeah, they go.
Keister glance. Demerol.
I saw a lot of colonoscopies, my friend. I was pre-med, so a whole summer I spent with an internist. And I saw a lot of colonoscopies, and I would just like look at the person's face so you can tell exactly when it started.
Didn't Keister Glance play for the Celtics in 77?
I thought it was a relief pitcher for the Yankees.
No, Wright City. I think it was a shortstop.
Oh,
Red Sox. Yeah.
What is it? Scoping?
Scoping.
What does this mean? Like checking out the ladies? I was at the party and I was scoping the chicks.
Tom, absolutely.
Good
that counts
for you.
One for one. We're going to, did you see how casual? Tom, yeah. Can you give me like another word that would also mean scoping? Think about like in the bird community. We've done this before.
The bird community?
Yeah.
Yes. It's another phrase for scoping.
Birds meaning like avian?
We, yes.
Actual yeah. bird.
Okay.
Not the family from Ozark.
Okay. Not Larry, because we were talking basketball. Right, right.
Not the gated community that Larry Bird lives in, yes.
Larry has very nice hair. Let's
about
see.
Recon?
Starts with an H. Think about it.
I like Recon, Greg. Ace, or, Ace. Boy, oh boy. No, no.
We don't all know each other.
Oh. Nice hey, call. Josh.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah, exactly. Al, do you like Recon?
I do. I think recon is a phrase that I've used and my friends have used just especially if somebody goes to a club or a bar or a party ahead of time.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I'm going to do a little recon. And then you call your friends and be like, get up here. Or like, absolutely not. It's not badoots in here.
And real quick, Pat Godwin has created a phrase that you should absolutely know. It refers
Talk to me.
It refers to... being on Tinder or Bumble and looking at it you go to bed, you haven't looked at it for a while, whatever,
yep.
And you go on those apps. Pat, what do you call that?
Every morning you check the traps is what you do.
That is...
Isn't that amazing?
I think that you should patent that.
Yeah, yes. And can I say, it also has sort of a two meaning, because girls, and guys sometimes, post the thirst traps. And
right.
So checking
right.
the traps also
You gotta check the traps.
Just seeing who's even on the radar for the week.
Yeah. That's the best way that I've ever heard that phrase. It's not close. Tom, while we're on the subject, tell everybody what a thirst trap is, please.
A thirst trap?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, there's no way in hell you know what this is.
Well, we have talked about
this.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, don't let them intimidate you. You got this.
How about this, Tom? Oh, she's thirsty. Look at her. She's thirsty.
Okay. So, she's looking for a fella.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold it. Oh, there's a little bit more, I think, to that, the thirst trap.
So what would be the best way to get a fella? You would do what? You on the internet. You should do something to get a fella's attention, right?
Well, maybe like write a poem.
Is that how you would?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys who are into poetry. Yeah.
If there's no more electricity, that's the first thing.
Yeah, exactly. Longfellow over here wants to write a poem.
As you know, I have a great thirst. And as you can guess, you won't be the first.
That's good.
Something like that.
That's good.
So you're supposed to say, let's go have a drink. I'm kind of thirsty. And then the implication is, no? Okay.
You say, can you hand me that napkin? You give her a chore to do for you.
What?
Yeah, you give her a little task. And then you give her positive reinforcement.
Oh, my God. What is happening
Are you
here?
Training a Labrador retriever over there?
I was going to say, this is like police German Shepherd training.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. It would not surprise me if we find out Hans a serial killer. I would go, we kind of suspected it.
A series of missing people near comedy shops that he goes. Yeah,
so is thirsty used in the world of internet dating? Is this what...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And do you actually use the word?
And we've all been thirsty before in our lives. No one is above this. It's embarrassing. We've all been thirsty for somebody.
Is this related to the famous phrase, it's been a long time between drinks? Implying that there's been a rather profound lack of human contact? No?
If you're on Deadwood. No.
Okay. Josh, help me here. What does it mean?
It means that you are trying your best to get that person's attention. So maybe you're wearing something provocative. Maybe you're sending a very alluring message. What's that?
Gosh, there's also the passive aggressive, just like beach bikini, super sexy shot, but your comment, which infuriates me, and Josh, I want to know if this gets you, but it's never addressing like the fact that the person is smoking on a bikini. It's just like thinking about French fries, and it's like, stop.
Yeah, you know, you're not.
Get on the internet.
Right.
Like, stop. I really hate when it's usually, and women are usually the people that do this. It's like, you can't acknowledge that you look really good right now. Mm-hmm. And we all know it. You're in a bikini leaning against the railing of a cruise ship. Don't go, just Friday vibes. Like, stop it. Just be like, look at my body. I look Friday amazing.
That girl hasn't had a French fry in 10 years.
You know what the classic move is? Is and this all happened like in February. missing summer, and it'll be the hot bikini shot. It's like, oh yeah, because you can't put you up in a parka. That doesn't get a ton of comments.
Yep.
Exactly.
Missing summer. That could be the ultimate thirsty phrase. Yeah. Missing summer.
Yeah. You know what I say to a girl that's in a bikini?
What do you say?
Can you hand me that napkin?
That's right.
Don't acknowledge it.
And so then she hands you the napkin, and what do you say?
Nice. That's very good.
So positive reinforcement.
You know, Greg, he's not wrong.
Al Jackson, thank you very much,
Al.
How
you frame it?
Al is one of the principals on the Daily Blast Live, DBL.
Yeah.
Also the author of the children's book, Where is Baby Ford? And Al is also occasionally on the road and on the TV and a great stand-up comedian. Al, it's always a great pleasure. Thank you for helping
me. All right, let's get ready for these games today, guys.
Yes.
Richmond plus 10.5.
Tell Barack we said hi.
Free money.
Well, actually, tell all the black players hi. That'd be really great.
We're all in the same group chat with Obama.
Thank you very much. Let them know.
Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.